Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's top news, and Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner is urging Congress to move quickly on reforming the nation's financial markets. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, Geithner said proposed reforms from the administration, unveiled by the president on Wednesday, are aimed at preventing a repeat of last year's Wall Street meltdown.
Lay the foundation for a safer, more stable financial system, one that can deliver the benefits of market-driven financial innovation, even as it guards against the dangers of market-driven excesses.
Also speaking out, Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, who says he's concerned the government is intruding too much into the financial markets.
Notwithstanding the great difficulties we have recently experienced, private markets still provide the best means for achieving our full economic potential.
On Wall Street Thursday, stocks closed mixed again after a better-than-expected unemployment report from the Labor Department. The number of people claiming jobless benefits after drawing a first week of aid posted the largest single-week drop since November of 2001. The Dow was up 58 points to close at 85.56. The S&P 500 up 8 to 9.18. The Nasdaq lost just a third of a point to 18.08. Oil closed up 34 cents. On the health care front, there is plenty of rhetoric flowing around once again today at the White House and on Capitol Hill. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs at the White House trying to clarify the president's position. Number one, he is demanding a public option for the American consumer in order to help bring down health care costs.
A public option that provides the uninsured with choice and competition that is so greatly needed.
Gibbs also says the president is not interested in a government takeover of the health care system, as many conservative critics allege.
Rejects this notion that this is in any way a takeover of health care. I think that's patently ridiculous.
But Chris Dodd, the longtime senator from Connecticut and chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, says that there needs to be a way to make sure that costs are cut despite all the money being spent on health care reform. He says the way that's going to happen is to change people's lifestyles.
I think people would like to see us try and achieve those savings, which many believe we can get. The Institute of Medicine has claimed a third of the savings, $700 billion a year, by just eliminating unnecessary examinations and assessments and tests. We're told that if we have a good prevention program here that really does change people's lifestyles in a way, so smoking and a diet and so forth can save literally billions of dollars.
Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, the Senate has approved a $106 billion emergency spending bill funding the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan through September. After earlier passage by the House, the plan now goes to President Obama for his signature. The measure contains several provisions that are completely unrelated to war funding, including $5 billion to help the International Monetary Fund boost its lending capacity. There's also money to help the pandemic flu preparation effort, aid to Pakistan, and rebates for U.S. consumers who trade in old gas-guzzling vehicles. Many Republicans praise the funding for U.S. troops, but ridicule the unrelated spending. That includes Arizona Senator John McCain.
So, in what the American people believed was a time of change, the American people now should know that it's business as usual.
But California Democrat Barbara Boxer says the GOP is in no position to point fingers when it comes to wasteful and unrelated spending.
Let me remind my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, who are ranting and raving about deficits, that under their president, we had the most outrageous deficits, the most outrageous debt.
Also on Thursday, the U.S. Senate apologizing formally for slavery. A congressional resolution cites the fundamental injustice, cruelty, brutality, and inhumanity of slavery, which, of course, was one of the focal points of the Civil War. The Senate approved the resolution on a unanimous voice vote with no dissent. Meanwhile, the Obama administration also focused on the ongoing unrest in Iran. Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the president is confident that despite some conservative criticism, he is following the proper and prudent course in reacting to this crisis.
The president believes that he's struck the right tone, and as do others in the administration, as do others in the Republican Party, as do others in the Democratic Party.
Also today, a transatlantic Continental Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in New Jersey after the pilot died in mid-flight. Former National Transportation Safety Board Managing Director Peter Gels says the situation could have been a whole lot worse.
It's something that the air carriers trained for. It turned out as best as it could, given the tragic nature of it.
The airline says a relief pilot was able to take the place of the deceased pilot, and of course the co-pilot was there as well. Despite bad weather at Newark Liberty International Airport, the plane came to a safe landing. Emergency vehicles were seen trailing the jet after it landed. Passengers had no clue why they were making the landing. They didn't know the pilot had passed away until they were on the ground. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll speak with David Field, longtime airline reporter, about that situation involving the deceased pilot on the Continental flight over the Atlantic. We'll also speak with John Gizzi right after the break and get his thoughts on the latest political developments, including the president's reaction to Iran and the John Ensign sex scandal. And we'll also find out the real Sonia Sotomayor record on abortion. Stay tuned.